Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9/11 brought so much uncertainty. We're joined by former New York Governor George Pataki. Governor, what sticks in your mind about that day, and what concerns did you have about that uncertainty?
Well, Peter, I think you're right. What happened was horrific. And when I think of that day, that's my first thought, just the horror of it and the wonderful people who died, innocent people, and seeing their families here 18 years later still makes you proud of their courage. But the biggest concern I had was uncertainty. We didn't know if this was an isolated attack, it was only going to be September 11th, or what might happen next. So while we were trying to deal with rescuing lives, saving people's lives, we also had to do everything we could to make sure there was no other attack.
So give us some of the behind the scenes as to what was happening to get a handle on what might be coming and also trying to stabilize a hemorrhaging downtown.
Well, downtown was basically empty, but for the emergency workers. And one of the first things, I called up the National Guard and the State Police, and we created a perimeter with the city across Lower Manhattan to keep people, gawkers and others, away. And we had just an enormous outpouring of support from all over the country, really. And we created a relief center at the Javits Center where workers, volunteers from all over the country and literally all over the world came, and we would marshal them and have them go down in an organized way, first to try to save lives, and sadly only a handful ended up being saved, but then to try to make sure that we were able to get through all of this and begin the process of renewal.
Governor Rich Lamb, let me just take you back a little bit. Where were you when you heard about this, and what went through your mind when you got the first reports and then the report about the second plane and like that?
You know, Rich, first, thank you. You grilled me for an hour once a week for a long time when I was governor. But I was in New York City that day. I almost never stayed over in New York City, but that night I had. And my daughter called me up and said, "Dad, turn on the TV." And she was upset because the first plane had hit, and I was watching it. And everyone remembers what a wonderful day that was. And I was trying to reassure her, this is a tragedy, something went wrong. And then I saw the second plane, and immediately we knew it was an attack. And so I hung up on my daughter and then went to work. I talked with Mayor Giuliani, I talked with President Bush, and I activated our emergency command team and began bringing resources down here. And, you know, I knew we'd get through it, what we were dealing with, but as Peter said, it was the uncertainty about what else could happen that really made it, in the back of my mind, the greatest concern. What we could deal with, what was there, as horrific as it was, but I was just praying and trying to act to make sure nothing else happened.
Could you give us a little bit of texture of what happened during those phone calls? The president, Mayor yeah. Giuliani, what were you saying?
Well, I talked to Rudy first, and I said, I'm in the city. I'm activating our emergency command center. The National Guard and the troops are coming. Whatever you need, I'm here. And he said, great. He was down at the site and that we would stay in touch. Then I called President Bush, and I got him in Florida. I asked him to close down the airspace over New York, and he said he had already closed down the airspace over the entire country. And then he said he had to fly off to get a fighter escort, but that we would stay in touch. And later that day, Rudy and the president and I were in constant communication about all the help that we could marshal to bring everybody through this horrible event.
And this was a shock, and yet you had to act. I mean, everybody was kind of in shock that day. And this suddenly this tremendous load landed on your shoulders. And so what were you thinking? Why did I run for office?
No. It was obviously a horrific shock. And one of the things that I remember now is so many of my friends died, and someone would come in and say, this one died or this friend of yours died, and you just had to put it aside and say, okay, I'll mourn that later because now we have to act. And in a time of crisis, you don't have the luxury of sympathy or sorrow. You just have to act, and Rudy did, the president did, and I did, and I'm proud of where we are today.
Former Governor George Pataki, we want to thank you for stopping by during this service and bringing your perspective to us.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Peter.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.